Second parak of Maita Sheni, Mishnah Yud. A Tohar person is the person who should be eating Maita Sheni and not a Tami person. So, Mishahayu Miksas Bonav Tmei Miksasim Tayyim. The person who had some of the children with Tmeim and some with Tayyim. So, Tmeim can eat or drink Maita Sheni, Tayyim cannot. Maniach as a seller, the Oime, you can put a coin and say, Masha Toyim Shaitim, Sela Zumuk Lelet Allah, and Mr. Toyim and Tameim Shaitim Karechet. You can have a situation of both the Toyim and Tameim drinking from the same jug. The way you make it is, as long as the Tameim do not touch the wine and make the whole wine Tame, so the Toyim are going to drink, and you make a condition that whatever goes into the mouth will now become Maita Sheni. How will become Maita Sheni? Because the coin has to do just Maita Sheni. And you're going to be mechalo the kedusha of the coin onto the wine, but you can only do it onto the wine that they're going to actually be drinking. After it's going into the mouth, it becomes maita sheni, and then the Torah is going to swallow that maita sheni. Everything else is not maita sheni. That's the way it can be done. This is not breira. Breira means that retroactively something will happen. Here, it doesn't have to happen retroactively. That we're saying once again, the coin is there, and whenever wine comes in somebody's in the Torah's mouth at that point of time, that wine will, that the coin will be mechul on that wine. Therefore, since it does not have an element of breira, it doesn't have to be retroactively, this concept will work even for Maita Sheni, which is Maita Sheni Vadai. Of course, the rule is that Maita Sheni, Chumas Maita is Vadai, you cannot be mashish with this concept of breira. If it's demai, then you could even be mashish with the concept of breira.